What an exciting week, Mark. You were at the Republican primary debate the other night. What was that atmosphere like?
It was a very interesting atmosphere, Libby. There were a lot of people there from around the country who were very much into the event from the content standpoint. And then there were a lot of us from Milwaukee who were there to see how it showed, to be really involved in history, and to really represent the city. So I think it was an interesting evening. It was a good crowd in the arena. There was a lot of energy there. There was a lot of talk in there. Here's a couple of things I really liked about it. One was, hopefully you watched and saw that the intro with the shot of the city of Milwaukee from Fox showed like City Hall, showed other areas of Wisconsin, and I think we showed very well. You know, throughout the day, throughout the week, I ran into a lot of the people who were in from out of town who had never seen Milwaukee before, who had never been here before. So I think that was good for Milwaukee. But the energy, I think it was just a nice dry run for next year, and I think we did well. But I will tell you, there a few interesting things about the debate. There was no alcohol sold in the building. There was alcohol up on the suite level, but not in the main concourse. So no one could have a beer and no one could have a drink, which I thought was very interesting. And then just how long you were there. You were there at 6 o'clock. It didn't end till after 10. And, you know, that was interesting. And then the third thing was there was individuals there from all over the country. I met people from Iowa, people from California, people from Florida, people from Texas. So you really got a lot of individuals from around the country here into Milwaukee for the first time.
Is some of the people that you met, are they expected to be delegates to the convention next year?
Yeah, they were, and they talked about that because they were here. What also went on throughout Wednesday was an expo held early in the day, about 300 companies at the Wisconsin Center to show off their wares, to show off their products. So you had food companies, you had restaurants, you had events hall, you had trucking firms, you had transit firms. You had all these firms that were there who were showing off their goods. And these people who were in town for both the event and for their meetings had a chance to meet these companies, to hear what they had to say, and hopefully hire them next year when they come to town. So yeah, there was a lot of out-of-towners in town walking around. All the restaurants were full. They had a big after party. 800 people right where you worked over there at the 3rd Street Arcot Hall until the early morning hours on the Thursday. A lot of people got to experience Milwaukee for the first time.
Now, I understand you and our own Vince Vetrano did a little interview on Fox this week as well. What was that experience like for you?
It was interesting. It was fun. Just being out with Vince, he and I are very good friends. So I didn't even know. It's kind of funny. They reached out and said, hey, Mark, you want to be on there? I said, sure. They said, you want to be on with this guy named Vince Vetrano? I said, who's he? Never heard of him. So it was kind of fun to be out with Vince. Just a chance to go behind the scenes, see their operation, see how large of an operation they had. Then they got a chance to be on the air and talk about Milwaukee. The interviewer, Brett, who was one of the moderators of the debate, just asked me a lot of questions about Milwaukee. What this means to Milwaukee. Why Milwaukee is a swing area. Why Wisconsin is a swing state. What this means to the city. A good chance to talk about Milwaukee. And the fascinating thing for me, Libby, was the emails and the calls I got afterwards. There are a lot of people who watch Fox in this city. And so I also heard from a lot of friends I haven't heard from in a while who I now know are huge Fox watchers because I hadn't heard from them in years, but here they were. So good experience, fun experience, and just to be out with Vince was just really a lot of fun.
Did you have a chance to meet any of the candidates?
I did not. I met a number of the media people, met people who worked with the candidates, but the candidates were really working the room, really trying to speak to the other people. So no, I did not. But having them all here, I thought was great. Seeing them around town as they were at hotels, at restaurants, at the after parties, I think it was just a nice chance. I think you'll see a lot of them here over the next few months. The thing, again, a lot of people are talking about is who wasn't here, right? While what happened here, Libby, was a dress rehearsal, we didn't get a dress rehearsal with Trump in town. And kind of what will that mean if he is going to be the nominee next year and what he brings? I saw his son and others who were here for him. But, you know, with him not here, we didn't see the full atmosphere that he brings to any place he goes.
One last question about the actual debate. You were in Fiserv Forum. Who had the best reaction from the crowd and who had the worst?
Well, Chris Christie had the worst. He got a lot of boos. A lot of boos. So that was interesting. I'd say the best was mixed. I came away impressed with Nikki Haley. I thought she was very good. Again, I'm not going to talk about the politics as that's not what I do, but I just came away very impressed with her. She got a lot of applause. So I think she was one of the ones, but I had Chris Christie. He's the only one who actually, when they were introduced, he got booed. I mean, I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you about Nikki Haley. She seems to be the mom who calls the timeout for everybody else.
That's what
she?
I love. I actually turned to the people who were sitting next to me and said, geez, I've seen that at home. I've seen that with my wife saying to me, Mark, this is what you're going to do. This is my mom. I thought she was just very smart, very articulate, and just very impressive.
Yeah, a lot of common sense. All right, let's move on to something else that's going to affect the delegates when they're in town next week. And that is your report in the Milwaukee Business Journal about the second line of the Hop streetcar. It's going to open on October.
October 29th, and I expect you to be on there with me, riding around.
Absolutely.
It's going to be very interesting because they're obviously expanding it, but because, as I've talked about, I've been to the Couture recently, I've seen construction at the Couture, you can't run this line through an active construction site, so it's only going to run on Sundays for the first few months. It has to start running in October, or they could lose the potential federal money, so it had to start going, but it's only going to run like that, and it's not going to stop at the Couture until April. And let's be honest, there aren't a lot of people who head to the lakefront from November through January or February, right? That's not a big deal. I think where they're aiming for is to have this thing really running strong starting April next year as we get into Summerfest, as we get into all the summer festivals, to have that line active, to be able to access the lakefront from the intermodal station from the east side of Milwaukee through that route, I think is a step. But as I've said to you many times, it's got to be a step. It's a big deal because it's the first step. It's a small step, but we need to look at expanding into other places if we want this to be a whole system. We need to look at the convention center. We need to look at the arena. We need to look at north up into Brewers Hill, going south into Walker's Point. That's what has to happen. But this is a nice step, and I expect to see you there sitting next to me on the first ride.
Absolutely. Save a seat for me. All right, so you mentioned the Couture. Is it on schedule?
Yeah, it is on schedule. I was up there recently for a tour with the developer. He gave me a one-on-one tour. It was a lot of fun just to go up 24 stories and actually look at the view. And that was only just over halfway up in terms of what it's going to be. But they are going to start showing apartments in October. They're going to have occupancy of some apartments in April of 24, and the entire thing up and running in 24. So that's a big deal. You know, it's the largest housing in terms of the residential structure in the state of Wisconsin. So we've right on the lakefront there, beautiful sight lines, adding three restaurants in the building, adding the transit center. So this is a chance, another opportunity for Milwaukee, adding to our skyline. After this is done, you have to look to the south. There's another site right to the south there. When could that end up being our next skyscraper?
All right. Well, Kohl's reported their earnings this week, and sales dropped.
Yeah.
And they have been affected, just as many major retailers have, by the string of professional thieves cleaning out stores. Yeah.
Fascinating to me because, you know, we've often heard for years and years and years about shoplifting, right? And we've seen some of it, unfortunately, and see it go on. But now it's going to such high ends. I've seen these shots of what's going on out in L.A., what's happened in Chicago over the months. And this stuff matters. I think we have to realize when a retailer loses things like this, who ends up with the cost? It's going to be you and I because they have to make up that money somewhere, right? So it becomes the other customers who actually end up getting harmed by this. So this is something that all retailers right now are just kind of trying to work through, trying to figure it out, trying to find the right balance to make sure that they can treat their customers with respect, but yet they have to make sure that someone's not stealing from them. So this one will be interesting for them to handle, but important because of the impact it has on everybody.
And I think we all are paying more because of these. Really, it's professional.
No,
I mean, it's organized crime, and everybody's paying for it. Hey, listen, Mark, always good to hear from you. Glad you had a great time with all the Republicans last week.
I thought I'd see you on the stage, maybe. Well, maybe doing a little Libby, some sort of talk, a Libby talk. What about that?
No, actually, I was out looking for the top chefs because they're still in town.
Oh, you're always looking for top chefs. We're going to talk about that again. I know this is going to be the hot thing you and I talk about for the next few months. I'm always happy to.
Have a great week, Mark.
All right, Libby, you take care.